Prepare to discard your mental blinders. Counterthink with Mike Adams, live on InfoWars.com.
All right, welcome to Counterthink. Mike Adams here, your host for the entire show. Thank you for joining me. Today we have a special show. I'm not filming this on camera. Instead, we're going to be showing you lots of pictures today and some B-roll footage because today's episode is a detailed gear review for survival and preparedness gear. What works? And it's not just about gadgets either. It's not just about stuff that you need to go out and buy. Some of this is about things you already have or things maybe you didn't know you had, or you have some of it, you need a little bit more of it, or you just need a better way to use it for your survival. So the whole point of this show is to walk you through a lot of different survival scenarios and survival gear and different ways to think about the gear. Now, just to give you a little bit of background of why all of this matters, the government, of course, has issued a new report. It's called the NIAC, from the President's National Infrastructure Advisory Council. And it's called Surviving a Catastrophic Power Outage, How to Strengthen the Capabilities of the Nation. It's issued December of 2018, so obviously it's just happened. Now, this study, well, full report, you can find it. It's on the DHS.gov website, by the way. Just search for NIAC Catastrophic Power Outage Study. Now, this report talks about how the American people need to be prepared to go 6 months with no power, no food, no supplies, you know, I mean, a complete collapse of logistics. 6 months. Now, this is a huge increase over the ready.gov recommendation, which has been for many, many years, including through the Obama administration. It has been recommending 3 days of preparedness. So yes, you used to be okay with 3 days, even though the government itself is building massive underground caves and cities and tunnel storage systems. So the government can survive 10 years, but under Obama, he said that you, the American people, you're 3 days is enough for you because Obama doesn't care about you anyway. But now this report is saying maybe you'd better be ready for 6 months. And if you think about it, if there is an EMP weapon attack, it's going to take down the power grid for years. You need to really think about a scenario of 2 years or 3 years or something in that neighborhood. How can you survive for that period of time? Now, where to even start with this? Let's say there's an EMP attack that happens on a day when you are stuck in traffic. Now, maybe you live in the city, maybe you live in the country, but on this particular day, an EMP weapon is detonated at altitude above North America, and it doesn't even matter who launched it. Maybe it's North Korea, maybe it's Russia, maybe it's China. Maybe it's the deep state trying to take down Trump. Who knows? But the point is, the weapon detonates, and of course, the lights go out, many cars stop working, most electronic devices stop functioning. You're in a world of hurt. Now, you're stuck in your car on the freeway. What do you do? I always say you should always have a plan to exit every city in which you find yourself. So if you're in traffic, you need to realize that that's a death trap. So the first gear item that I'm going to recommend is a folding bicycle. A folding bicycle that you can put in either the trunk of your car or the hatchback area, or if you drive an SUV, maybe in the storage area, a folding bicycle, because you can always abandon your car and you can bike your way out of there. Or if you don't have a folding bicycle or don't want one, you can walk your way out of there. But it's a mindset of knowing when you have to leave because things are getting bad. So when we come back from this break, we're going to continue with this show and actually talk about a lot more gear. I'm going to get into specific firearms, specific optics, red dot sights, and things like that as well. Much more straight ahead when we return on Counterthink.
the last few months, InfoWars has been escalating our sales to clear out inventory of many of our best-selling items. And then I came up with the idea last week. Let's not just extend the sale of free shipping store-wide, 50 to 75% off, double Patriot points. Let's extend that sale, but also add a free gift with every order. Even if it's a tube of fluoride-free, colloidal silver, iodine-fortified super blue, you'll get a free gift of a best-selling T-shirt while supplies last. And what I mean by that is everyone will get a T-shirt, but these are going to be selling out. So whatever you order that day, they'll be the shirt of the day that's there until it sells out. And then there'll be another shirt that goes up for the next group of orders. So in the next 12 days, we are going to have beyond any other sale we've ever had. So this is a loss leader. We are losing money on this. This is our biggest sell ever. Get your free gift, your free shipping, everything, and don't fight the crowds. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. God bless you, and thank you for your support.
Warning, take the red pill before viewing. Counterthink with Mike Adams.
All right, we're back on Counterthink with Mike Adams. Thanks for joining me. Just a reminder, these episodes air live every Sunday at 6 p.m. Central at Infowars.com. And if you miss it there, you can catch it at Counterthink.com. Just carries all the episodes there, as well as Brighteon.com, which is the YouTube alternative video community website, now hosting, I don't know, something over 100,000 different videos, many of them banned on YouTube. So check it out at brighteon.com. Now, continuing with today's show, we are showing you or describing a lot of gear. Now, if you're listening to this on radio, that's fine. You don't have to see these pictures. But if you want to see the photos, be sure to check out the video. Here's the thing. In the last segment, I talked about having a plan to escape any traffic situation or city situation in which you find yourself. This involves a mindset of being willing to walk away from your vehicle. Now, every vehicle should have a bug-out bag. What goes in your bug-out bag? Well, obviously, the basics, such as a compass, a flashlight, batteries for the flashlight that actually work. You should use, you know, lithium batteries that have a 10-year shelf life and so on. Basic first aid, some water or water filter, you know, simple things like that. Obviously, if you don't wear walking shoes normally, let's say you're a woman and you wear heels or something like that, or maybe you're a man and you wear business shoes that aren't necessarily that comfortable for hiking around in, put a pair of hiking shoes or boots or walking shoes or something in your car. You should have a bug out bag, and you should know where you are, anywhere you are, and know the direction of your home. How do you get home? How do you use a compass? And how do you move on foot to get to your home? And I mentioned a folding bicycle in the previous segment. If you can have a folding bike, there's one that's out there that has a built-in air pump in the seat stem, the structural column under the seat, doubles as a bicycle air pump. So it's a great survival bike. You can unfold it. I mean, you can put it in the trunk of your car. You can unfold it. You can pump up the tires right there, and you can ride your bike out of there. Now, the average person can walk 3 to 4 miles per hour, but the average person can bicycle 10 to 12 miles per hour. And you might surprise yourself, but in an emergency, you can easily walk. Well, maybe I should qualify this. A normal, healthy person should be able to walk 15 to 20 miles, no problem. And if you're hearing this and you're like, what? No, all I do is walk across the parking lot at Walmart. That's about the most that I walk. Then take this opportunity to think about increasing your walking fitness. It's a great exercise, and it's a great way to burn calories. It moves lymph. It actually boosts your immune function. Take some walks. Being able to walk 10, 15 miles should not be a huge challenge for you. If it is a challenge, you might need to improve your cardiovascular fitness or just your muscle tone. You know, walking is something that humans are designed to do for very, very long distances. In fact, anthropologists believe that it's one of the reasons why humans became erect, you know, upright, instead of walking on all fours like other animals. We walk upright. Turns out to be very efficient from a calorie point of view because ancient humans, it's believed, walked extremely long distances. What we would consider today to be very far, you know, 20, 30, 40 miles a day, certainly it should not be impossible for a human being to do. And, you know, if you're older, if you're on the older side, maybe that's a stretch, but any healthy 25-year-old, for example, should be able to walk 15, 20 miles, no problem. But if you have a bicycle, you can triple that distance very easily. So let's say that your car stalls out in the city and you're 20 miles from home. And you might think, well, gosh, can I bicycle home? And the answer is yes, absolutely. You can bicycle 20 miles. You know, you should be able to do that in about 2 hours. You know, easily 10 miles per hour on a bike. So 2 hours, you're home. Shouldn't be a big deal. And the good news is you can go to a gym, you can use a cycling machine, you can get exercise, and you can have the muscle fitness to be able to do that. So be prepared to walk out or be prepared to bike out. And if you're biking out and somebody tries to steal your bike, what do you do? Well, of course, where it's legal, you should have a concealed carry pistol. So you should have a pistol on you. Actually, my advice is to have one every day, not just on disaster day, because how do you know what day disaster is coming? So always have a pistol if it's legal to have one in your area. Maybe you need a concealed carry permit. Maybe you don't. But you should have a pistol. You should have more than one magazine. You should know how the pistol works. And you should have completed quite a bit of training. I say that people need about 50 hours of training on a pistol, combat tactics, in order to become, to have basic proficiency in a pistol. And the current pistol that I am recommending now, it used to be the Glock 19. I'm now recommending, after many, many years of being a Glock guy, I've switched to SIG, that's Sig Sauer, and the best pistol to use, in my opinion, is the P320. So just think, P for pistol, 320. It is by far, in my view, vastly superior to the Glock pistols in many ways. It's very modular. It's very easy for both men and women to shoot. Has different frame sizes to choose from. The accuracy is uncanny. It has very little vertical spread on where the shots are placed. And I found that even the smaller version of that, the SIG P365, which is a very compact carry firearm, I can put the entire 10-round magazine into a circle of 3 to 4 inches at 20 feet away. That's using a very, very small pistol. So with some basic training, you can have your pistol. Now, obviously, you want to avoid problems, avoid conflict. That's rule number one. And you have to make a choice. If you're going to get out of the city on bicycle or foot, it's two different choices. If you're on a bike, obviously you have to stick to the paved roads because you don't have an off-road bicycle, and that's too much work anyway. But if you're on foot, you might want to consider avoiding the roads and avoiding people. You can avoid a lot of trouble that way. So either way, you should have a pistol, in my opinion. In fact, more than a pistol. I'll talk about that here in a second. But you should conceal this pistol. You don't want people to know that you're carrying, and yet it would be ideal if you had the practice of being able to draw and fire that pistol from concealment in less than 2 seconds. And, you know, with practice, people can draw and fire in about a second. 2 seconds is considered relatively slow, actually, to get that done. And a lot can happen in 2 seconds in an altercation. But just have the mindset that your number one goal is to get home, not to, you know, have conflict with people, not to prove how good of a shot you are, anything like that. Remember, shooting a firearm in such a scenario is going to attract a tremendous amount of attention that you don't want. So try to avoid conflict. Let's get back to your bug out bag. Ideally, you're going to need a backpack. And what I recommend is not a big tactical looking backpack, because actually that draws more attention than you might think. I recommend, if you're in a city and you have a bug out bag in your car, it should look like a gym bag, or it should look like a colorful backpack, something that looks like maybe something that, I don't know, a progressive nature lover, tree hugger person would carry this beautiful rainbow-colored backpack as they're walking through the forest communing with nature. And nothing wrong with communing with nature, by the way. But you don't want a backpack that screams out special forces. You know what I'm saying? You want a backpack that looks like it fits into a city scenario. You don't want to draw attention to yourself. But importantly, the backpack needs to be large enough to carry the rifle setup that I'm going to mention in the next segment. The rifle setup, obviously only use this if it's legal to do so in your area. But as everybody knows who's ever been in the military, and most members of law enforcement know, that having a pistol, the only purpose is to give you the time to get to your rifle if you're in a real altercation with gangs, for example, or a drug cartel that's coming after you. You're going to need a lot more than just a 9mm pistol. So stay with me. We'll be back with more.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution, $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500. Would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. taken on the globalist at point blank range. And with your help spreading it and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Countering the brain-dead propaganda of the status quo. This is Counterthink with Mike Adams, right here on InfoWars.
There are a million places you can go online and look at bug-out bag lists. And you know what's the most important thing that goes into your bug-out bag, believe it or not? Is action, is actually having your bug-out bag. It almost doesn't matter that much what you put in it. You can find all kinds of lists. You know, people say, oh, you got to put paracord in it. And you need to have a knot tying class and you should have a space blanket in there. I don't know. I don't think a space blanket sounds that amazing. Frankly, I've never heard of anybody whose life was saved by a space blanket. But paracord, yeah, very, very useful. Flashlight is a must have. Night vision goggles. Okay, maybe you want to put a PVS 14 in there. Well, that's $3,000 for a good one. So that's kind of out of reach. You don't necessarily need night vision in your bug out bag, although it could make a difference. It is better to move at night than during the daylight, and you're less likely to be seen. But if you haven't actually taken the action to put your bag together and put it in your car, then all of it's pointless. You can read all the lists online, you know, until you're blue in the face, but none of the lists matter unless you actually put it into action. And you're going to need some food, by the way, in your bug-out bag. You know, different kinds of beef jerkies are usually a relatively good idea. You know, you're going to need water. You're going to need some basic first aid, things like that. Some communications gear might not be a bad idea, like a little hand crank radio so you can stay informed, things like that. Of course, a topo map. If you don't know how to get home, you need a map of the area. And of course, you need at least one working compass. And I always recommend a backup, because if you only have one of something, it always breaks, right? So you need two. Two compasses is the best way to go. And don't rely on some electronic GPS, because remember, we're talking about maybe an EMP scenario here. In an EMP scenario, is your GPS device going to work? Absolutely not. Not going to work at all. Oh, what else should you have in your bug out bag, by the way? Just a couple of quick things. You should have some cash. Some, yeah, green dollar cash, fiat currency. It might be worthless one day, but it will be very useful in the short term. So have some cash. Maybe somebody's vehicle still works and you can pay them, you know, $500 to get you home. Is it worth it? Yeah. Sure it is. World's falling apart. Would you pay $500 to be at home with your maybe, you know, spouse and family and family dog, and where you have maybe a better rifle? Would you pay $500 to be home? Yes, you should. Don't be afraid to spend money to get home if that's something that can work. But also don't talk about everything you have at home. Don't advertise to the ride that, oh gosh, I got to get home because that's where I have all my gold and my storable food and 10,000 rounds of 5.56 ammo and, you know, 14 rifles. Don't tell them that, because they're going to call their buddies or, you know, pick up their buddies if the phones don't work, and they're going to say, yeah, take us to your home. That sounds real interesting. We'd like to learn more. Don't drag people to your house just so they can rob and loot. That's not a good plan. In fact, you know, I've heard of some people in their bug out bag, they actually have, like street homeless clothing. They have like homeless clothes. And actually some special forces guys do this, and I get tips from all kinds of different people, but some people have like a homeless, costume almost. It's very real looking, and it's, you know, it's got grease smeared on it and everything. It's all dirty. And so if something goes wrong, they can switch into like a homeless outfit where nobody bothers you when you look like a person that's got like head lice, you know, and you smell bad from a long distance, and you look totally impoverished. But underneath all that garb, you might have a flat pack You might have a folded up MCX rifle from SIG, which I'll talk about here in a second. You might have your pistol, a couple spare magazines. You might have a chest plate or a chest rig. Who knows? There's all kinds of stuff you can put under bag clothes. So if you really want to go all out on this, that's something to think about. You could dress up like a, you know, you could put on like a homeless person garb and have that in your vehicle. And frankly, the longer it stays in your vehicle, it gets kind of dirty and moldy and everything. And it just adds to the authenticity of the costume. Yeah, this is going all out. All right. So with that in mind, let's talk about rifles here for a second. I'm going to talk about optics as well and even sighting them in appropriately. And I'll be showing you, for those of you watching the video, I'll be showing you some pictures of some of the rifle gear and optics gear that makes a lot of sense. So your pistol, of course, is just to get you to your rifle. Importantly, if you're having a bug out situation and you're trying to be covert about what gear you have on your person, you are going to need a rifle with a folding stock. So immediately that eliminates standard AR-15s. The only real options, rifles with folding stocks, you could go with an AK-style rifle with a folding stock, but what I recommend, actually, is the SIG MCX Virtus. That's V-I-R-T-U-S. And MCX, that's the line of rifles that SIG makes. They're kind of like ARs, but they're much, much better. They're very modular. They have folding stocks, and more importantly, you can get them in pistol configurations, which have arm braces instead of the stock, and short barrels. You can get those with very short barrels, like 7.5 inches, I believe, in certain calibers, like 300 Blackout. Or you can get, I believe they have 10.5, 12.5 inch barrels, you know, different lengths that you can choose from. Now, it's up for you to decide what you think is appropriate for you. But a folding pistol or rifle from SIG MCX can fit in a normal sized backpack if the barrel is sufficiently short, which means that's got to be a pistol unless you want to go through the short-barreled rifle, you know, SBR, ATF background checks and all that garbage. But you can just buy a pistol from SIG that shoots the 5.56 round or the 300 Blackout round. It's a pistol. Most people who don't know anything about guns would look at it and they think it's a rifle, but it isn't. It's actually technically a pistol, and it's got a, you know, 10.5 inch barrel, let's say, and it's got a folding stock, and it goes right into a backpack. So it's part of your bug out bag, your unicorn rainbow, you know, earth is awesome, everything's wonderful backpack, which is part of the whole, you know, disguise here. And or maybe you're dressed up like a homeless person, but either way, you've got access to a pistol and a rifle, and maybe you're on foot, maybe you're on a bicycle, and maybe you've got cash and you've hired somebody to give you a ride. Either way, you should have this gear with you. That is critical, because that's what's going to get you home. Now, your stance in all of this is, of course, avoid danger, avoid conflict. Don't show off, low-key this thing all the way, and that's what's going to get you home safely. So that's the mindset. And when we come back after this short break, we're going to talk about optics and specific reticles and how to sight in these rifles, and also an edged weapon for self-defense and much more, because there are multiple layers to being safe and being prepared for what's coming, especially if there's an EMP attack. So stay with us. We'll be right back with much more.
In the last few months, you have seen InfoWars offer the biggest sales in our history. Now, we've sold out of some of our best-selling items, but we've still got most of our best-selling items in. That's why I am extending the 12 days of Christmas for 4 more days, because we're guaranteed up to about the 19th to be able to ship to anybody in the continental United States before Christmas at InfoWarsStore.com. But get your orders in. Don't fight those crowds and support the InfoWar. All the sales the last 12 days, 50 to 75% off, is back. Free shipping is still there. Double Patriot points. And we have even bigger sales on 4 new items. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Myco ZX, the t-shirts, all of it. Just go check out the sales. There's too many to break them all down. Get your orders in by the 19th. So you're guaranteed to get it on or before Christmas. And thank you again all for your support. We're extending this sale until the 19th, but InfoWars is in your hands. And again, whatever you do, just spread the word about InfoWars.com, and we're going to beat the globalists together. Thank you.
Everybody knows it. History documents it. But there is a cult in every culture and every system throughout history that wants to hurt children. They want to abort children. They want to disease children. They want to abuse children. They want to confuse children. They want their essence. They want their soul. They want their spirit. They want their power, because they are our future. And this Christmas, remember, it is about Jesus Christ, not ultimate sacrifice. It is about the West. And it is about a human future and standing with each other and believing in a better future. So I just want to thank you all for your support. And I want to ask you all to pray for your own family, to pray for America, to pray for President Trump, and to pray for InfoWars. And to remember that you have the power to change the world. You have the power to override the censors. You have the power to stop the globalists dead in their tracks. And I know you've been taking action, and I salute you, but just remember, I know you're humble, but just remember, you hold the future of this planet and the universe in your hands. InfoWars has been proven absolutely on target about world government, the attack on the family, the eugenics operations, the whole thing. We've been proven dead on. You've been proven dead on as supporters and listeners of this broadcast. You've been the men and women in the arena, and I really do thank you and salute you all. Words are not enough. Think about, of all the different systems, of all the different political ideologies, you have been on target promoting Americana and Renaissance, an open free society against the globalists and the dominant world force. They've created their Tower of Babel with a bunch of people that can't communicate with each other. But we have cut right to the chase. Human liberty, a pro-human future versus the globalist anti-human future. And that's why I want to thank you all and ask you now more than ever to remember that InfoWars really is your baby. I am in your hands. And we're under unprecedented attack, and we just need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and do your Christmas shopping there and get the best deals ever and fund the InfoWar, a true 360 win.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our Immune Support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend Coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Exposing the corporate media assault on your reality. It's Counterthink with Mike Adams.
As part of your survival strategy, no matter what happens, you always need a good self-defense-edged weapon. And my personal favorite is the karambit made by Emerson. Emerson knives, I'm pretty sure they're still around. It's been a couple years since I bought something from them. But for years, I've carried the Emerson karambit, which is a very fast opening blade that also has a ring. And the ring allows you to grip it and even to manipulate things while you could use your hand. You can grab someone else's wrist or arm without letting go of the knife in the same hand. And a karambit can be held in an aggressive posture or defensive posture. I encourage you to look up the karambit. It's K-A-R-A-M-B-I-T. And maybe look at some videos online. Maybe if you've got some Krav Maga training in your area, you might talk to the Krav people about edged weapons takeaways or edged weapons combat. I did a lot of training in edged weapons combat, which is why knives scare me more than guns, by the way, in the hands of bad guys. I would rather face a bad guy with a pistol than a knife. Absolutely. Because I've been through all the training. I know what happens. Everybody gets cut in a knife fight. But in a gunfight, guess what? Most people don't get shot because almost nobody can shoot a gun straight, especially when they're freaked out and in a fight. And also, it turns out that getting shot with a handgun is almost never fatal. Even though Hollywood has all this bad information about it, most people are not carrying self-defense rounds. Most people actually have loaded into their handguns full metal jacket rounds, and getting shot with a 9mm is so non-fatal, unless it's just a very lucky shot that just happens to sever your spine or something like that. Getting shot with a 9mm should really just maybe anger you enough to fight back and win. Getting shot with a 9mm does not stop you. And in fact, cops can tell you all about it, because every cop that's been on the street for very long has had a situation where they've had a bad guy coming at them who just refused to go down, and they have to shoot the guy 20 times with 9mm, 40 caliber, and eventually maybe 5.56 rifles, and they still don't go down. So don't believe the Hollywood hype. You can survive a gunshot. You can survive 9mm shots to the skull, believe it or not, as long as it's not a point blank thing. They'll glance off your skull. You can have a scar. You can bleed a little bit in the skull, but you can still fight back and you can still win. Some of this is just a mindset. Some of this is just understanding that your body is very capable. Unless you physically can't move anymore, you can still fight. I mean, unless they break your pelvis, you should be able to still run and attack. But again, a lot of that is a mindset. You'll learn some of that in Krav Maga. You'll learn about maybe as weapons training. You'll learn about weapon takeaways. If you don't have time to do that kind of training, or that's just not the kind of thing that you're into, then you can at least learn about the mindset. And just hearing this might be changing the way you think about this, because on television, when people are stabbed or when people are shot, TV shows and Hollywood movies, they always indicate that that's it. It's over. Oh my God. The guy was shot one time with one 9mm round and he takes three breaths and he's dead. Well, any EMT or, you know, a medic from the military will tell you that's not the case at all. Not the case at all. In fact, military medics will tell you that they see people shot with AR-15 rounds all the time, that where the rounds just go right through, you know, right through an arm, right through the torso, right through a leg, a calf, whatever person. You know, I mean, yeah, it hurts. You have to have surgery. You need antibiotics, but it didn't kill the person. But those same medics will tell you that if you get hit with a 7.62 round, i.e. a 308, that's usually game over, because there's so much more energy in a 308. It does so much more damage. So I'm just giving you some things to think about here. Hopefully maybe I'm expanding your, reality of, you know, look, I think a lot of people, when they get shot, they tell themselves it's over. It's almost like they hypnotize themselves because of what they've seen on TV. They take a gunshot, you know, to the shoulder or something, and they just think it's over and they lay down. And they lose. You don't have to do that. It's a choice. In fact, you know, Navy SEALs, you go through buzz training as a Navy SEAL, you know, they'll tell you the same thing that the guys have told me, that it's a mental game. It's a mental game. It's not about what your body can or cannot do, because your body can go through that Navy SEALs training. It's your mind. It's how bad you want it. It's how willing you are to survive. Anyway, I'm going to get back to the gear here, but I just wanted to give you that little piece about mindset, because it's crucial for surviving any situation. Let's talk about optics. All right. You know, I'm a scientist. I run an analytical laboratory, so I'm a numbers guy. I do a lot of long range shooting, and I have a lot of background in mathematics, obviously. And so the ballistics of long range shooting are really fun for me. And I've done a lot of sighting in rifles, and here's my advice after many, many years of what really works. If you have a red dot sight on your rifle, and I only recommend a red dot sight on barrels that are shorter than the standard 16 inches. So if you're running a 12 inch barrel, 10 inch barrel, 8 inch barrel, 9 inch, whatever, you're going to put a red dot sight on it, and that's fine. That actually works. It's a good choice. A lot of red dot sights out there, you know, pick the one that you like the most. Sight those in at 50 yards, not 100 yards, because the ballistics are not, I mean, that's not a normal rifle. You're not going to get the muzzle velocity that you get out of a 16-inch barrel. You're going to get a lower muzzle velocity. And it means that that round is going to, come out of the barrel at a lower velocity. It's going to lose energy more quickly, and it doesn't have the range of, let's say, a 5.56 round coming out of a 16-inch barrel. So you want to sight those in at 50 yards, understanding that at 50 yards, if that's your zero, that bullet will probably also be very much on target at 100 yards as well, because it's an arc. So that bullet will cross your red dot at 50 yards, you know, vertically, because your barrel is lower than your red dot sight, so these two are converging, you see. So you'll be able to hit a target at 50 yards and maybe 100 yards or 150 yards, it'll be the same zero. Just depending on the muzzle velocity and the barrel length that you're using. But a 50-yard sight in is a really good overall choice, and it means that if you're aiming center mass, even at somebody at 100 yards, you're probably going to be very much on target or maybe off vertically by only a few inches, 3 to 4 inches typically, something like that. Now, will that round shoot out to 150 yards? Maybe. It just depends on what you're shooting, depends on the ballistics and the muzzle velocity. But if you're going beyond 100 yards, you should probably be using a more proper rifle that has a 16-inch barrel. And for those, I strongly recommend that, this is for what I would call battle range rifles, that you use a reticle made by Primary Arms. The reticle is called the ACSS reticle. And it's tuned in for common loads that you would find in battle rifles, such as a 5.56 round at 62 grains or 55 grains, or a 308 round at, let's say, 168 grains. These common loads, even 7.62 by 39, you know, AK rounds, those are also, they've got ballistics reticles for those as well. Now, what Primary Arms does that is quite amazing is it takes the math out of this. You don't have to do a bunch of calculations in your head. What you can do is you can automatically range your target by using the reticle. There's nothing digital in there. There's nothing complicated. The reticle has lines and marks that help you gauge the distance of your target. You can frame up an average size man in the reticle, for example, and you can know immediately, oh, that person's at 400 yards or 500 or 600 yards. Most of these reticles go out to 800 yards. And they allow you to range a target without using a rangefinder at up to 800 yards and then to compensate for the bullet drop at that range automatically inside the reticle by simply holding the proper line over the target. And if that doesn't make any sense, I encourage you to watch some videos. I gotta take a break, but we'll be back and discuss more about reticles and staying alive.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Prepare to discard your mental blinders. Counterthink with Mike Adams is now live on InfoWars.com.
Now, in the last segment, welcome back to Counterthink. By the way, we talked about survival gear that helps to keep you alive when things go bad. In the last segment, I talked about the ACSS reticle from a company called Primary Arms. They're located in Houston, Texas. And that reticle is by far my current favorite reticle for what I call medium range shooting, which is anything under 800 yards. Anything over 800 yards, I recommend a mil dot reticle, and you're going to need a ballistics calculator. Now you're engaged in very long range shooting, you know, typically 1,000 yards plus. That's a different topic, different discussion for a different day. But for today, I'm trying to help you sight in your rifles at the proper distance so that you can survive some kind of chaos, gangs coming after you, criminals coming after you. Maybe the United States gets invaded. Maybe there's an EMP weapon that takes the lights out, and then there's like a wave of communists come rushing in somewhere, right? Look at history. This happens. And so you need to be able to defend yourself, your community, your family, but also maybe your country. And so that's what this is all about. Now, getting back to the ACSS reticle, these reticles, read the instructions that come with them. They give you a sight-in distance for each load that you might be shooting. So for a typical 5.56 round, that is a 62-grain round, depending on your elevation above sea level, you might sight that in at 1-inch vertical offset at 100 yards or maybe half an inch offset at 100 yards. The optic comes with the information that you need to sight it in. Just follow that, sight in your rifle. It's usually at 100 yards. And then you're good to go. You're good to go. You don't have to have a rangefinder. You don't have to be an expert in, visually estimating the range. You do have to make wind calls. If you're pushing rounds out there, 300, 400, 500 yards plus, you gotta make wind calls. But guess what? There are wind dots right in the reticle. Wind dots. There's dots for 5-mile-an-hour wind and dots for 10 miles an hour. And, of course, that's a crosswind. If it's 5 miles an hour blowing straight at you, you don't compensate for that. I'm not sure. Not everybody knows that. But if wind is blowing straight at you, that's like a 12 o'clock wind. You don't compensate for that. And if wind is blowing straight away from you, that's a 6 o'clock wind. You don't compensate for that because it doesn't really affect the vertical drop of the bullet hardly at all. Almost zero effect. It's the crosswind, right? And so you can also go online. You can look at some crosswind vectors, like a crosswind that's at 3 o'clock or 9 o'clock. That's a full-strength wind. Well, what if that wind is coming at you at 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock? You know, what are the factors for that? Well, they may surprise you. I think a 1 o'clock wind coming at you is like half the value of the 3 o'clock wind. It doesn't seem like it should be. It's non-intuitive, but that's actually what it is. So these are some things to learn. Most of that's for very long-range shooting, but even for, you know, you might be engaging somebody at 300, 400, 500 yards, you know, some enemy combatant that's invaded your country, invaded your state. Maybe you're working with law enforcement. Maybe you're working with the local sheriffs and you're trying to defend your community, right? You might be engaging bad guys at 500 yards. So you need to know, is that a 5-mile-an-hour wind? If so, using this reticle from Primary Arms, you can put a bad guy in the sight. You can put the 5-mile-an-hour wind dot on that guy, pull the trigger, and you get a hit. And you don't have to know anything about ballistics. That's what's amazing about those reticles. So those are very highly recommended. As always, I want to reinforce that I demand that you keep everything legal. You should acquire your firearms legally, obviously. You should abide by local laws. More importantly, well, maybe just as importantly, you should get training on how to safely handle firearms. There's a reason that I don't go to public classes anymore where other people are shooting firearms and learning firearms. I don't go to those anymore. I used to. The reason I don't is because other people's handling of firearms is too dangerous. I can't stand it anymore. I can only be around military guys and special forces guys. That's it. Because they're the only ones who just keep their finger off the trigger and they don't point the barrel at me. But your average public person who's in training learning how to use a rifle, they're going to pick up that rifle, they're going to put their finger right on the trigger, and then they're going to sweep that barrel right across your hips. And then they're going to say, what? What am I doing? Why are you freaking out? That's dangerous. So learn how to handle these weapons safely, and then you might have a chance. All right, let's go to building out of an aluminum trash can. You can build a kind of Faraday cage. You can have electronics that you put inside a well-insulated, very thick garbage bag. You put inside an aluminum trash can with aluminum body and an aluminum lid. And then you can buy metallic tape, you know, that's used in construction, like aluminum tape, and you tape up where the lid meets the trash can. You tape it up. And you don't have to make it airtight. This is not an air invasion. This is EMP. What you're trying to do is redirect electromagnetic waves around your electronics, which must be insulated inside the container. So an aluminum trash can, you can go buy one at a local, you know, Home Depot kind of store. You can pick one up for $25-$30. It's not expensive. But by having electronics inside that in an insulated, you know, trash bag or some other kind of container that's insulated, your equipment can survive where most other equipment is wiped out. Now, what would you want to put in there? A GPS device, communications radios, maybe a backup laptop, any kind of electronics that you want to survive, maybe a calculator. Personally, I have a backup Android iPhone. Well, not iPhone, but an Android phone. Mobile device that has ballistics software loaded into it that's tied into a laser rangefinder. And so I have a rangefinder and the Android that's paired to it inside a protected container, just like what I'm describing here. If there's an EMP, once the EMP passes, you know, it happens in a split second. It's over. You can then pull that equipment out of that trash can and it should still function if you've constructed it correctly. So something to keep in mind, whatever you can fit in that trash can, you can protect. You know, flashlights, a lot of flashlights today are digital, have digital circuitry. They will not survive EMP attacks unless you protect them from the electromagnetic pulse. So think about all the electronics that you want to survive and put it in that trash can and make sure it's all well insulated on the inside. In other words, you can't have your devices touching the wall of the aluminum trash can. If they're touching the wall, they will be fried. So you have to keep them away from the wall, well protected. And then some people think that, I mean, there's been a lot of debates about this online. If you've got a basement or if you've got maybe a cellar, root cellar, something underground, you may have more protection from EMP waves there. And that's true. Is the question is the gradient. How much does it help? I'm not sure. Because let's say if the EMP wave has 100 times more energy than is necessary to fry your electronics, and yet your electronics get 90% protection in your root cellar, will they be fried or not? The answer is yes, they will be fried, because the EMP wave still had 100 times more energy, and you only blocked 90% of it, which means it still has 10 times more energy than is necessary to fry your devices, so they're fried. But there's a lot of debates on this. It probably varies a lot based on where you are, soil conditions, you know, lots of different things. All I know is that the more you protect your gear, the better chance it has to survive. And there's a lot of electronics that you take for granted today. I would advise throwing some calculators in there, some solar-powered calculators, even cheap ones. Just having calculators will help you engage in commerce, because you're going to have a barter economy spring up after an attack, and people are going to need to be able to do some basic math. And if, I don't know if you've looked around these days, but it seems like anybody under the age of 35 is utterly incapable of doing math for whatever reason. I mean, I'm exaggerating. Not everybody, but people don't learn much math these days. So, I mean, they can't even do math with a pencil and paper. In fact, there's a lot of young kids today that don't know what to do with a pencil. Never seen one before. What is this alien object? They don't know. So think about the electronics that you want to save and put them in there. And so we've covered today, just briefly, I mean, I'm going to do more shows on this. We've covered a bug out bag in your vehicle, how to get out of a traffic jam, how to get out of an EMP situation in a city, the pistol and rifle setups, optics, red dot sight in ranges, and also regular optics sight in ranges. Engaging targets at medium range as necessary to defend yourself, and how to build an EMP-proof container to protect your electronics from being fried by an EMP detonation. That's a pretty good start. We're getting somewhere. There's a lot more yet to cover. I'll cover more in future episodes. Be sure to check out my website, gear.news, and watch more episodes of Counterthink at counterthink.com and infowars.com. Thanks for listening. Be safe and be prepared.
In the last few months, you have seen InfoWars offer the biggest sales in our history. Now, we've sold out of some of our best-selling items, but we've still got most of our best-selling items in. That's why I am extending the 12 days of Christmas for 4 more days, because we're guaranteed up to about the 19th to be able to ship to anybody in the continental United States before Christmas at InfoWarsStore.com. But get your orders in. Don't fight those crowds and support the InfoWar. All the sales the last 12 days, 50 to 75% off, is back. Free shipping is still there. Double Patriot points. And we have even bigger sales on 4 new items. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Myco ZX, the t-shirts, all of it. Just go check out the sales. There's too many to break them all down. Get your orders in by the 19th. So you're guaranteed to get it on or before Christmas. And thank you again all for your support. We are extending this sale until the 19th. But InfoWars is in your hands. And again, whatever you do, just spread the word about InfoWars.com. And we're going to beat the globals together. Thank you.
Everybody knows it. History documents it. But there is a cult in every culture and every system throughout history that wants to hurt children. They want to abort children. They want to disease children. They want to abuse children. They want to confuse children. They want their essence. They want their soul. They want their spirit. They want their power, because they are our future. And this Christmas, remember, it is about Jesus Christ, not ultimate sacrifice. It is about the West. It is about a human future and standing with each other and believing in a better future. So I just want to thank you all for your support. But I want to ask you all to pray for your own family, to pray for America, to pray for President Trump, and to pray for InfoWars, and to remember that you have the power to change the world. You have the power to override the censors. You have the power to stop the globalists dead in their tracks. And I know you've been taking action, and I salute you, but just remember, I know you're humble, but just remember, you hold the future of this planet and the universe in your hands.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.